Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Mini Music Monday.
Yes, welcome everyone to the short form music related edition of Raw Impressions entitled Mini Music Monday. Unless it's Tuesday, and then it's Tiny Tunes Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. We only occasionally miss it. We try to do it as often as we can every week.
We do.
Yeah.
Although I'm happy to know that in a pinch I can do a Tiny Tunes Tuesday.
Mm.
I was thinking though, what if I had to do it on Wednesday? What would it be if it was on Wednesday? And I couldn't figure out anything pleasingly alliterative. I don't know why I try to say I'm a little over-caffeinated right now.
Yes, you are.
It's very difficult for me to pronounce things correctly because my mind's moving fast. My tongue is a little slow.
You talk fast. You move fast. Your face gets a little more pinched.
You seem to think that I'm agitated.
Yes.
And it's true.
Okay.
Caffeine agitates me.
Right.
But it's a mystery. Why do I do it then? Why four shots of espresso?
Mm.
Why not just two?
Mm-hmm.
What prevents me from just doing two?
I sometimes over-caffeinate too. I'm a black coffee drip gal. And sometimes I also poke the bear and I have more than I should. And I immediately regret it every time. I also get shaky and irritable. I don't know why we do these things. Maybe it's an addiction.
Yeah, I think 2024 is definitely my year to address some habits that are addictions.
Sure.
You can call it a habit. You can try to, you know, you can try to sort of...
Soft pedal it.
Boy, it comes down. So... I'm pretty excited, although this was a really difficult one. This was the most difficult song to recreate.
That's saying a lot, actually.
Super jazzy, this one.
Oh.
I could really only imitate the bass line.
Even harder than John Mayer?
Oh,
song
yeah.
Song commencing. Totally. Oh. In 18 ubus.
Well, I bet. Well, I bet we've been together for a million years. And I bet we'll be together for a million more. Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? There ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
The Family Ties theme.
Yeah.
As requested by my beautiful wife, Adele.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I thought I had run out of themes and even commercials to recreate because I've kind of gone through and sort of methodically like knocked each one down. That was one of my main purposes.
That were meaningful to you.
Yes. One of my main missions when we started this podcast was to recreate as many commercials that I could remember or that I wanted to recreate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And... I did the Land of the Lost theme, which was really the only TV show that I wanted to recreate.
Ugh.
But when you brought up Family Ties, I was like, yep. Because yeah. right away I heard, sha-la-la-la. I'm like, yep, going for that one. I was going to go really hard on the sha-la-la-la, like just layer it like 50 times. But I pulled back a little bit.
Thank you.
Because it also took a really long time to do the song. And I was like, do I want to spend another half an hour really pounding the sha-la-la-la? And then, you know.
Why do you got to be like that?
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't want to.
It seems snarky.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't want to go the ironic way.
Mm.
Because
why do you got to be better than that shalala? You're not better than that shalala.
I'm absolutely not better than that shalala. Yeah, however, in 1983,
Lou thought he was.
I thought I was better.
Mm-hmm. Old Lou thought he was.
I thought I was a little bit. I thought Family Ties was a little bit. I wasn't engaged.
Wasn't for you?
Wasn't for me, although I watched it probably every...
Judged it.
Probably every episode.
I watched it and I...
I hate watched it.
You hate watched it back in 1984 or whatever. I watched it and I enjoyed it and it spoke to my little heart. Yeah, and I just really... I don't know, like I was telling you that I kind of really... related to this family, you know, artist hippie parents, that's mine, and growing up in a house that's not too big and they don't have a lot, you know, they're getting by, they're doing okay, but they're not like the Cosby family. They're not lawyers and doctors and well off, and they're just kind of like a middle class family and
of ex-hippies
and
artistic hippies like your
yeah,
parents.
Yeah, right. And so it was sort of like seeing something that it felt relatable, I guess, to me, you know.
Alex B. Keaton was my age. I mean, it was like, I mean,
yeah,
that family was like my family.
Yeah.
It was like Alex and Valerie,
right.
Close.
You're
in
the
age,
oldest, like, and then you have two younger sisters.
Yeah, and I have one that's like only a year younger than me, which would be
kind of like Mallory, right? Yeah.
My sister Mandy would be Mallory.
Yes.
And then whatever the fuck.
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I think. Yeah, Jennifer is the baby sister who's younger.
Something about her I didn't like.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But you like your baby sister.
I love my baby sister.
I know. Oh. You were so excited when she was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tina Yethers was the actress.
Is she still with us? Why? All right. Let's
is she dead?
I don't know. Let's leave her alone. Oh my gosh. But can I just say the hair on some of these 80s women, so luscious, so dreamy. And I know we talked a little bit about my hair in the last one and how my grandma tried to give me curls. And, I couldn't achieve this full, just satiny, silky hair that they did. Remember those commercials? There's always commercials too. What's that one where they would like flip their hair?
I really did. Not so much in 1983 and 84. I was punk rock by that time and I was happy with a short haircut.
Hello. Oh. Hello. Hello. Here comes a surprise. A sweet ass instrumental version of the Family Ties theme commencing. And three barks.
Thank you.
Sha-la-la-la.
You just had to, huh?
Yeah.
So can I say that that line also from Family Ties, what would I do, baby, without us?
Uh-huh.
It makes me want to cry.
Really?
Yeah. I find that really like the ultimate kind of love, like line.
I think the first line of the song confuses me a little bit.
Mm.
I bet we've been together for a million years. It almost sounds like a complaint.
No, I think that that means it feels like you've always been here. You're my like soulmate. We're, you know, I think it's romantic to me.
I think it could have been a little more romantic.
Oh, okay. You could do a more romantic version of the Family Ties.
No, I'm done with the Family Ties theme.
Oh, okay.
Like probably forever. It was really hard to
do. Well, thank you for doing that. I feel so honored. It was like a gift to me.
Well, the original version was done by Dennis Tofano and Mindy Sterling.
Mindy Sterling.
I'm pointing this out on my little factual, notebook.
Yeah, Lou's
got Pod Facts.
Pod Fact Book.
Yep. It was then redone because the producers hated the original version.
Ooh.
Or okay. They disliked it. And it is a bit sloppy. I examined it.
It was really hard to learn.
It was really hard to learn. Not because it was sloppy, but there are things that happen within it that are like, I had to...
Odd choices, maybe?
It was not intuitive for me, but that means nothing because I'm a total primitivist.
Hmm.
But, wow, I forgot where
they wanted a new song. They wanted a new version of the song.
Well, this is my first like podcast blank out. Weird.
Your eyes actually did look completely blank. You looked like, I don't know, almost as if you're a different person, as if like a different Lou plopped down in front of me and your eyes just went like,
whoa, I had some sort of like quick episode there. Anyway, the producers did not like the original version.
Uh-huh.
And it is a little sloppy.
Yeah.
It was redone by Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, and that became the theme that we know.
Just hand it on over to Johnny Mathis, and he's like,
give it to Johnny.
I'll take care of this,
guys. We
got to
give this to Johnny. He'll take care of it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I love that show. And that was one of my favorite ones to watch when I was younger. Along with Cheers. Cheers was also very important to me. And again, I think I'm just a real sentimental fool, guys. I cry over everything. And I mean, the theme song to Cheers.
I might have to do that one. Because yeah. when I was working on this one, I kept hearing the Cheers theme in my head.
It was leading you. It was leading you to the next. It was the thread.
And then I was even thinking like, is there a way to put the two together?
Oh, a mashup. But then I thought,
that would take fucking forever. And we want to keep this on, I wanted to do it on Monday. I thought it was important to do a mini music Monday. That would have been pushing it into like Wednesday territory. Well, I don't know what I would possibly name.
I'd love to hear you do Cheers. Gosh, I want to dump a whole pile of ideas on you now. But I also, and I don't even know what the theme song is for this, but I adored the show Moonlighting. When I got to watch that one with my mom, it would be like at night.
That's
I would
pretty kind special. Of, she let you right? stay up for that?
Yeah, and wow. I would like curl up, you know, in her
you
legs.
Were little.
And,
you would have been like little, like Izzy's
maybe
age.
I was like Izzy and I didn't like going to bed early. Maybe that's where that came from. I don't know.
Yeah, Izzy is...
But Cheers was also on at night too. That felt like adult television. Whereas like Family Ties felt like kind of the... That's the family one. And then Cheers was more like maybe at 8 or 9, right? Like that would be after because it would must have been like Family Ties, Cosby Show.
I would love to consult a TV guide and figure
holy
out.
Holy shit, would I love a TV guide right now?
Yeah.
God damn. I used to read the TV guide as if it was like
the fucking Bible.
Exactly. It was the Bible. I love that book. Did you read when you were little? Yes, the TV guide. It was so good.
It's actually was a really big deal.
Yes.
That's something I should look for, you know, when Hendrix hasn't been dragging me to thrift stores as often.
Mm.
But next time,
yeah,
there's got to be some vendor that's got some pile of moldering
just
TV guides.
TV guides.
You just need one. Just
I
one.
I would love to.
1983.
Oh, I'd like a sampling from the early 80s. I'd like a sampling. That would be great. That would
we should
be
make
great.
A collage. We should get a bunch of them and then just cut out the most.
I love it.
You know?
Yeah. I want to highlight some of my favorites with like highlighters.
Yeah, you could just have it as a piece of artwork in our house, which is just TV guide from the pivotal years, the ones when the TV was another member of the family.
It really was.
And there was
and MTV came out. My family, my dad, you know, he got cable TV right when it came out. He was like, no, we're doing it. It's done. We're getting it. And like I said, we were not a rich family at all. But it was like,
your dad knows what's important.
But you know what to get. And it's TV.
And Doc Martens. Your dad got you some Doc Martens.
Yeah. That was high school. But
yeah. Your dad. Yeah. Goals.
Sha-la-la-la. My one pair of shoes. But yeah. Sha-la-la-la. Doc Martens. Oh. Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
And on that sha-la-la-la, Mini Music Monday concludes. Thank you for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.